Gen Zers are bringing the retro look back through an app, of course. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The Youngs, yep, I said it, are serving us looks from the 90s, and they're finding that good vintage stuff on an app called Depop. Depop is kind of like the love child of Etsy and Instagram. People sell used clothes and sneakers and streetwear. Shoppers create a profile, answer a brief questionnaire about their style, and start following people who sell what they're looking for. And as Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado reports, Depop rolls a whole bunch of trends into one. 90s fashion, influencers, buying used to help the planet, and the side hustle. Here's Jesus with more.
High-top sneakers, washed-out t-shirts of old rock bands, and super tiny glasses. That's what Rebecca Rasheen, a 26-year-old graphic designer, started selling on her new Depop store last year. She's into sourcing distinctive looks from the 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s.
Anything that's kind of super branded, logo heavy, or just like huge brand, that kind of stuff definitely sells the best.
Scroll through her Depop collection. It's all Nike turtlenecks, ripped denim jackets, or even Harley Davidson button-ups. And as she got more followers on Depop, she noticed teenagers asking for really specific items.
I sell pretty much anything vintage that you can think of. So whether that's denim, shirts, purses, accessories, pretty much anything that I can find that, you know, has some nostalgia to it, I'm definitely interested in selling.
For these young shoppers, fashion status is staked on not so much owning the latest items, it's more about the hard-to-find iconic old ones. And that shift might help tame our trend-hopping and quickly tossing away habit. Sarah Roberts is a professor at UCLA and an internet culture expert.
And not only are people concerned about the working conditions under which the clothing is manufactured, but they're also concerned about climate change and resource depletion.
Robert says Gen Zers shop this way because self-expression and sustainability are the kind of value they are looking for in used clothes. And she says most of these sellers promote their wares on multiple platforms where upcycling can be marketed and monetized. But the amazing finds are increasingly rare.
As much stuff as there is in LA, there's so many people who are looking for it that I need to go kind of a little bit more on the outskirts of LA, or I need to source more like on eBay and really be digging through pages and pages of things to find that like exact thing that I know is going to sell.
Rasheen says most of the money she makes on Depop is put back into buying more stuff. Right now, she's on the hunt for old necklaces and jackets.
That's Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado. You can see some of this merchandise on our website, marketplacetech.org. Back in June, London-based Depop raised $62 million in venture capital funding to expand into the U.S. At the time, it had about 13 million users. Competition includes Poshmark and Vinted. And as it happens, just last month, Ralph Lauren launched a vintage shop on Depop and partnered with some of the platform's influencers to curate and model items. And now for some related links. The used clothes retailer ThredUp put out a report, I found it in a TechCrunch article from this summer, that says the resale market for used clothes is expected to double to $51 billion in the next 5 years and eventually account for a full 10% of the retail market. But of course, buying used directly from people who are selling stuff out of their closets on Depop can have its downsides. And to that effect, there is a hilarious Instagram account called Depop Drama that chronicles all the weird excuses for not shipping items and other funny exchanges that users, mostly in the UK, have submitted over the years. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Thanks for listening. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.